Good.
A little introduction of yourself.
Yeah. So good afternoon to you all. My name is Michele Bruno. I'm a founder of a small network, Sweden-based, with several colleagues from different experience, but mostly in lighting and sound design. I'm the person who deals a bit more with daylighting, and colleagues are dealing with architectural lighting and entertainment. So today I want to pre-propose a talk as interested colleagues, architects colleagues in Sweden, and about the one topic, one building of this architect, this American Russian born architect Louis Kahn. This building is in USA, so New Hampshire, and small, just a few words about the architect Louis Kahn. He was an academic, born 1901, died in 1974, who for the first part of his life didn't build so much until he's 50 years old. And when he died, he was seen as a giant, like a reference in the field, especially in the field of daylighting, together with the architecture, this sensibility for light and natural light, especially. And was interesting the fact that until his first building, when he was 50 years old, he was considered, not too many words or synonym, but just a loser, because many study and research and any output. And then abruptly came 20 masterpieces, 1, 2, 3, 4, until the 20. And the last one has been built 4 years ago in New York City, after they found his last drawings. So this actor has a lot to say, but while looking like back in what has been already built and without any computational aid, my concern was why bringing this topic here. And my first answer was it is crucial to look at the history of architecture with another point of view. Like, I'm Italian, raised and born, and back in the country we have a lot of good professor of history of architecture, and often the cut is always aesthetics and structural engineering, or the beauty part of it. And today a very important tool is to look at history of architecture with these lenses, from the polarized lenses to filter too much light. And other point is what the Arrow team has also showed, that is, concrete is getting old now. Right now there are a lot of buildings that are taking the first cycle of restoration, and this is a possibility to inform the owner of the building of possible possible improvements that we can give to the buildings with respect to the original project, which is absolutely important. And so we go on. The building is done basically with three lighting machines, let's call it lighting machines. This is the first. This is the outer shell, and let's use. Okay, those are bearing brick walls, and there is a wooden cladding, which is the direct light here and indirect light plus electric lighting. Those are those spots to read are basically the most 90% of seats to sit and read, so and consult books in the library. And they were inspired by monks' way of coping and setting themselves close to light in monasteries. So this is the inspiration. Louis Kahn was very much inspired by ancient history of architecture and brought to the modernism together with a Beaux-Arts French school of architecture. So this is one of the first devices, let's say. This is the second device. So we are in the foyer in the center and we are looking up. And so there is light coming here from the top and then bouncing on this axe that is very deep, it's kind of 2.5 meters, and then so doing that, bumping here and going down and riding down. And here those which I like to call circular trusses are instead in connection with the facade from here. So during winter or first or last moment of the day, there is some light that goes through here and gets inside. And so we have the idea of those three mechanisms in the building. This is a view from, there are low bookshelves, those ones. And even used to read, to open a book and read standing, so fast, let's say fast reading, not to read the entire book, and contribute the daylight is so, and there is much of the electrical lighting. So, situated here, East Coast, I was watching the climate data, and the cold stress, moderate and strong cold stress, is way higher than the heat stress. So the architect probably was aware of this in the 70s, was one of his last projects, two before the last. So in the 70s, energetical crisis started this sensibility in between, those years, late 60s, between the beginning of 70s. And so probably opened up a lot, considering low risk of overheating of the building. Here's the campus. Here's our building, the green campus. And weather station is this one, the International Trade Port Station. And this is the building from outside. Very cloudy day. The outer shell, it is kind of this, so it's sort of detached from the building, and the building is practically almost stereometric. So three out of four facades are similar, and this thing of having facades responsive to obstruction, like trees or buildings, it is something that was not not used at times. So the four facades had to be mostly as much as possible symmetrical, repeat the same scheme or idea. In the entrance, in the northwest, it is northwest. It is a bit more open, but not like incredibly much more than this. Okay. This. Mm-hmm. horizons. Okay, we take smaller. This is sun path, and the left and the right model one is with a luminance, and this is just a rendering. It's cut with a 45 degrees plane to see inside. So here we have the rooftop, then we have first floor under, second floor, third floor under, third floor, and it is basically to show how the light enters the building, and much more for the effects, and gives already here an idea that without any contribution of electrical lighting, the core, which is a cave construction, and this thing of cave construction that brings lights and brings also the system, ventilation and things, it is very much used in this work. So, come on, baby. Yeah. This is another animation, always just with a daylighting, and so showing how the sun patches are working inside. And this thing of the sun patches has been throughout the history of architecture, architects like Tauda Lando, Alvaro Siza, something that it is not as today in the museum to avoid, but instead a reference with a passing of time, so a sun patch that moves on the walls. Can we reconnect the user of the facility to what is happening outside? So a better, this kind of thing, that an even lighting solution. So this was the meaning of this cut, vertical cut. Okay, here from that big axe deflecting device looking down in the foyer, it connects 8 a.m. We have very low values under the expected and desirable. Same thing at 12 o'clock. Here I started to understand that light in the building, in the core, was more an effect than a functional device. And here it is a comparison. This is foyer of this Philip to the last project, and a room to the last project, this museum, Yale Center for British Art. This under it is undergoing or is over refurbishment and thermal restoration. I do not have the details of what they did here, but here I got curious why Louis Kahn did a closed solution, just only lateral lighting bumping on huge structure and getting just in part direct here. With 7 stories, and here just 2, and this is a museum, so conservation issues and so on. So these were one after the other, consequential design and projects. And I start to wonder if this is not this evolution, because in the 70s, probably at this time, the studio of Kahn wouldn't use simulation, but most from the videos, from the documentary, I've learned to know that it is most physical models than rule of thumbs and experience. So this, yeah, in part brings me to think that it is variation and a fruit sort of experience and brought him to take this same structure and made out of these, in this case, six light domes, and to take these beams and make it deeper to do the same device as it did here. So I tried to simulate that, and here I did on the left simulation with a daylight autonomy, and I've seen that just the foyer has something that still is very patched. It's right to the 50% of time, and with this array here on the right, we have a good amount of lights in daylight here, and reasonable on those kind of balconies that lean outwards. So this is the evaluation of glare. So plotted before these experiments, absolutely nothing during the year, and this is solstice, and here at the right the solution with the nine skylights, and this is the result, the plotting after this incremental solution, and yes, we got some glare, okay, but I do not know how to do it more raffinate, but what I've seen by this kind of solution, it is that those red stripes here are actually the result of a quarter or max 30 minutes of glare, not one entire hour. So probably with the help of the people that is here, I would like to learn how to do this this plot more intense and get more raffinate results about that. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. Okay. So this is same idea, same plot. And this is in December. So in December, extra long, some patches of enter, and it's very, I'd say, dramatic. So this is the whole plot of the whole year, and my balance is that one, this kind of change, this is not something that really a museum curator would ever do, because cutting the concrete and adding nine skylights on a Louis Kahn work, as said, in English, this is not going to happen. Nobody will do that. But working on the glass, this is something that in architecture is not seen as any sacrilegium. So working on the sort of window pane is something that we can work and we can propose to owner and curator. So the illuminance at 8 a.m. and of course here in the southeast part is dramatical, and this is simulation, so with bricks in wireframe and the wooden clad in wireframe. So this is just to remind the scene. And we can actually, I did a simulation with this shut down, and is this. So here we have values about 20,000 lux, which is not bearable for direct lighting. Shutting them down, we go to 1,000, roughly 700, which is a lot, but it is still conceivable as a good solution for this. And this is the annual metric. I will jump it because I'm short of time. And it's okay. The annual metric for continuous daylight zone is all okay. There is a lot of light around, and this one is confirming that the south, east, west, as it's more problematic from this point of view, and it is done with the shutter open in this case. So there is then resuming and closing here. There is outer solution with probably slightly more abundance of light, slightly more than wanted today, and an inner part that would like more light, more daylight to be considered really a daylight space and not space where light is an effect, a perception. And this is all. This is a quote from Kahn. It is from one of his writings. And yeah, it was a very man, very poetic, let's say. And this is it. Thanks for the attention.
So we are a little short on time, but if someone has an urgent question, please raise your hand.
Okay.
Maybe we could start the next speaker setting up.
Yeah.